Welcome, One to Reality. Something fascinating that a great man of God said. He said, people have asked me, how do I fellowship with the Holy Spirit? And his answer was, that's so basic that I can't even tell anyone how to do it. Like, it's so natural. And it's so normal that it's no need, or there's really no way to tell someone how to do it. In other words, it's like breathing or existing or eating or sleeping, or as I've given the analogy, going outside into nature, and we're surrounded with God's, all the things God has created. We don't have to try. Now, this great man of God, in another thing that he wrote, said he does, and I know that this is in print, he wrote, you know, he goes into his room and waits on the Lord, and he loves the Lord Jesus, and the Lord Jesus loves him, and he fellowships with him. This is the answer for all of us. Fellowshipping with Jesus Christ. That's the kingdom. And I was just thinking about this. There's two sides of it, right? We can say, fellowshipping with Jesus, it's the most simple thing and the most natural. It's what we were born to do and what we will do for eternity if we're fortunate enough to make it to heaven. It's so simple and natural, but we must pay the price and give Him everything we have, our whole being, to do it. It's it's the easiest thing in the world to do. It's simple and easy. But, again, we must wait on Him, and, you know, first we have to give Him our everything, but then we must wait on Him, and we must keep our old nature under, you know, crucify our old nature, so to speak. I go back to this fellowship with Him, the glorious Lord Jesus Christ, who's glorious in splendor and the most beautiful being in the universe. So glorious and beautiful, He cannot be put into words. So merciful, so compassionate, wants to save everyone, wants everyone to be healed, doesn't want anyone to suffer. This is what we should focus on, and I want to continue to give Him messages like this, because I mean, every message I give could be this one subject. That's the kingdom of God. Fellowshipping with Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. We must get to that phase. We have to progress through the four phases and get to the fourth phase to do it. It's a progression. And if someone just gets into that first phase and they find Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, they're only born again, they don't go beyond that, well, that's better than not getting to that phase. Let's say they stay there their whole life till they're 75 years old and they go on to heaven. Well, at least they made it into the first phase and they made it to heaven. They found Jesus Christ. Amen. But they didn't go further. That was their decision. That was their... I don't want to be harsh about it. This is just reality. So many people that I know, maybe they are saved, but they don't go any further. In fact, they're resistant to the Spirit-filled life. They criticize those who are, you know, the charismatic, Pentecostal, Spirit-filled existence, life. But at least they made it into the first phase. It's a progression. And so I do, as I mentioned in that series of messages earlier this year, there is the four phases. And when someone gets born again, they're not going to be able to instantly fellowship with Jesus Christ. It just doesn't work that way. This is a journey. And as a great man of God told me once, God grows the trees from the ground up. And so we have to grow, go through the phases, we might call it maturing and developing our spirit person, but at the same time, it's dying. Isn't that amazing? There's the paradox. There's the two sides. There's the great paradox that Jesus presents. If anyone loves his life, he'll lose it. If anyone loses his life, he'll find it. If anyone wants to save his life, he'll lose it. If anyone loves his life, he'll lose it. But if anyone hates his life in this world, he will keep it for eternal life. This daily walk, the first great man of God that I mentioned, he talks about how we need to walk with him every day. If we don't, if we walk with him for a day or two and then we take a day or two off where we don't, it's like a car that starts and stops and is not getting to its destination. We need to walk with him every day. We all have challenges. We all have distractions, things we have to do. That fellowship with Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone opens the door, I will come into him and fellowship with him, and he with me." I stand at the door of your heart, of your innermost being. I stand at the door. It's like a temple. We're a temple. Jesus talked about someone building their house. He said a man who builds his house on the sand, it didn't have a foundation and it was destroyed. But someone who builds on the rock. So that's an analogy of our build on the rock and it lasts through the storms, and the storms come and it didn't fall. That's an analogy, a house, a temple. This is our spirit being. Also in the foundational parable, we are a garden. We're God's garden. We need to tend this garden and get this garden ready for this glorious fellowship with him. Glory to God forever. What a privilege. Someone, if they just get born again, they get eternal life and get to live forever with him just because they entered the very first phase and they haven't even come close to fellowshipping with him. But just God is so big and awesome and loving and merciful and bountiful and giving and awesome in goodness and glory, that if we just come to him and find him as Lord and Savior and just get into that first phase, born again, the first of four phases, if somebody can just do that, they've got eternal life and they've begun an eternal journey with him. And they will live forever because he's all those things I mentioned and more. He's God Almighty. They don't even have to continue on into the second, third, or fourth phase. They don't even have to. But they need to continue walking with Him, do the best they can. Sincerely walk with Him and sincerely serve Him. That's true. There's the other side. He's merciful, but He's just. So we can say, oh, if some... In other words, here's another example of the two sides. We could argue and say, well, if somebody finds Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior in that first phase, then they're saved and they're going to make it to heaven and live there forever. But it's also true. Jesus told a great woman of God and said, I'm paraphrasing here, but essentially what He says is, I came to save all men. I desire that all will repent and call on My name. It's not My desire that any perish. Sad to say, most will not repent before it's too late, and they will go to hell. But the way to heaven is the same for all people. You must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. You must sincerely give your heart to God and serve Him. Before that line, it was, before that truth, it was, you must repent of your sins and come to the Father in My name. You must sincerely give your heart to God and serve Him. Another person that I talked to once, I asked the question, I said, what about somebody who finds Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, but who's not serious about it? He said, I wouldn't put much faith in that salvation. So we must be serious. We must continue on. But this fellowship, this presence of Jesus Christ that is available, once we experience Him, that is what will motivate us to keep going and to seek it. That's the key. That's the Spirit-filled existence. When we get into the second phase, we experience His presence, and that's all we want. Before that, it was a drudgery. So, someone in my family once said, man, it's hard to have a family Bible study. It's just hard to, you know, to... Anything in it, when we don't have the Holy Spirit, anything in our walk with Jesus Christ is difficult because it's us just trying to do it on our own. That's the key, the Holy Spirit. The beautiful, glorious Lord Jesus Christ. It's so tragic that 90% or whatever percentage, 75, 80, 85, 90, 90, whatever it is, 98, don't experience that revelation of the presence and the glory of Jesus Christ. They don't even know it's available. They don't even know it's an option. They don't know that that's the reason we are on the earth. The purpose of our existence. The reason God created us is to fellowship with Him forever. That's Him. It's Him. This presence and glory is Him, God Almighty. The Father God Almighty, the Creator of the universe. His Son, Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Father and the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Because the Father and Jesus are one. God Almighty. So sad that we miss it. We all miss it. We get distracted with other things. I get distracted. Here I am talking about it, and I'm, you know, it's hard living on the earth. Is we have our jobs and we have responsibilities and we get tired and we get sick and we have health problems and we have when we find him and his fellowship, that's what will empower us to live the way he wants us to live. We'll always have the victory. That's why I want to continue to give this message again and again. Because I wish someone had given this message so that I could have heard it before I found him. I didn't even know. I was searching and searching and searching, and I didn't know that Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit is the reason we're here on the earth. The fellowship, to fellowship with him. Him. This glorious mystery of fellowshipping with him, that's an actual, that, as I've said, very few do. And let me emphasize, this is not just, okay, God's all around us and we're all fellowshipping with him all the time. No. This is an actual, the person of the Holy Spirit, the person of Jesus Christ. He is God Almighty, and when we experience him, he's the only one we will ever want. We won't want anything else. And when we just get that, even that little touch, that gives us that, he's giving us a touch and he's seeing what we do with it. And so much of the time, this great man of God is just brilliant revelation that he shares with his followers. And this explains the question so many of us have. Why does it seem like God's far off and that I'm not experiencing his presence? It's because he has withdrawn. We are not close enough to him to experience his presence, essentially. And at the same time, he also hides himself so that we seek him. And there's death in that process. And then we are able to fellowship with him. Only dead people whose old nature is crucified can fellowship with him. What does that mean? It means that they've given him everything they have. Their heart, soul, mind, spirit, body, everything. The first commandment. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. If we still have any of us, and we're trying to, you know, then we're not allowed to fellowship with him because he's God Almighty. He's holy. He's this mystery that is only, that's common sense. He's everything, we're nothing, as I've mentioned in other messages. But again, someone who never has a Bible can know that. It's like, he's God Almighty. He made the universe and everything in it and provides this for us. We're nothing. And so to experience him for real, to really experience him, the fulfillment of that truth that he's everything and we're nothing is that we give up everything we have, which is not worth anything. We give him our everything we have, our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and then we can fellowship with him. So be encouraged. If you don't feel his presence, there's the two sides again. The two sides are, it's so easy. He's all around us. His presence and power is all around us all the time, right? And that's true. He's everywhere. But at the same time, to actually experience his presence, we have to give him everything we have. And most are not willing to do that. And most don't do that. Thanks for listening. I'll continue next time.